go the fuck to sleep.
So are you happy with what the Vatican has done recently?
Within the constraints of what they can do, I think it's very accommodating. It's fantastic in spirit, the idea that they're trying to be as inclusive as possible. If I were a Catholic looking at this, a progressive-minded Catholic, I would be very happy. I would feel that steps are being taken.
Mm.
I would feel that my gay friends, there is a movement to make my church more welcoming for them.
Mm.
That would be my initial reaction.
Okay.
Until I delved deeper into what
Here we
it
go.
All really means.
Okay.
But even after that, I would still feel that it's not nothing.
Mm.
At least it's an attitude change.
Mm.
That there is an attempt to make things less confrontational. And
but
again, all of this is hypothetical.
If I were
a Catholic.
A Catholic.
Which I am.
Yeah.
I'm
but the question is a significant, I think, because as a gay man who has experienced the kind of discrimination that a lot of the advocates for LGBT equality have been asking for, a lot of that, especially in our Catholic country, comes from the Catholic Church. It's driven by religion. So do you think it's enough? Do you accept this shift? Not in doctrine. I mean, they still think that people like you are inherently disordered. Okay, I mentioned this because this is what one Cardinal Burke, this is still the kind of language that he uses. And he has been criticized for using that kind of language. Okay, he hasn't been criticized for saying something that is wrong. Okay, he's just using the wrong words. So instead of calling you inherently disordered, or instead of calling you a person living in sin, they're considering better ways to call you abnormal and unhealthy and sinful. So,
yeah.
Is that okay?
If I were still stuck in the Catholic paradigm, all of these things would be great news to me. I would feel a washing sense of relief that there might be a movement towards acceptance, that my parents need not be embarrassed of me, that my friends could take pride in, or not pride, but at least not feel uncomfortable with being friends with me. Again, if I were still all in within that paradigm.
Yeah.
But the thing is, whenever I look at Catholics and Christians, or let me reverse that. Whenever I look at gay people who are still Catholic and Christians, my internal reaction is Stockholm Syndrome.
Mm. So they just came to love their captors.
And the simple solution to all of this is opt out. And when you do that, then all of this becomes an academic discussion that doesn't concern you as an individual. But yet that's not true, because we still live in a country where this religion has great influence, not control, but great influence over the government and its laws.
Yeah.
So their attitude is very important, because it sets the tone for how other people talk.
You're saying that they should opt out, but I think what the Catholic Church is doing now is actually making it harder for them to opt out, because it's like they're dangling empty promises and then they just take it back. It's like they want to keep their power by keeping the people in the church, and then they take it away when they get that. So it's like it's all for the church. It's not really for the people.
When you say they, referring to the Catholic Church, I think it's very similar to when you refer to they as describing the government, the Philippine government or the American government, to suggest that there is one cohesive body of intelligence that forms the policy, that forms all of the opinion. I think in the case of the government, as in the case of the Catholic Church, there is not. You have the Pope, who is the single most important person, and you have all these other people in different bodies, in different capacities, who say what they believe, what they think, or what they think needs to be said for PR or for whatever reason. The point being that there is no one person in control. So it is possible within a government, as within the Catholic Church, that there are several opinions, that there are differences in attitude towards the LGBT issue, towards several other issues. And my opinion is that the Pope, the current Pope, seems really to be either a PR master or he really does have the attitude of wanting to be more inclusive, wanting to be less confrontational. And there are other elements that react and say, whoa, he said too much.
Yeah.
We have to paint this with another brush. But at the same time, they can't directly contradict him either, because in many ways, he's the boss.
Hmm.
But it works the same way in the Philippine government, or any government. Our president will say something, and then the cabinet, some members of the cabinet will say, no, that's not what he meant. What he meant was this.
The spokesperson.
Yeah, the spokesperson will say, this is what he meant. So,
yeah.
I think that there is a real conflict, might be too great a word, but there really is a diversity of opinions.
There is a diversity of opinion, but the spokespersons of the Vatican have directly contradicted what Pope Francis has said.
The spokespersons of many governments have directly contradicted their presidents have said.
But let's look at this from a black box. You know, like, we can look at the Vatican or the Catholic Church hierarchy, like, using that black box perspective. Like, you treat what comes out as the Bible, as Jesus says in the Bible, you know, by their fruits, you shall know them. And by that measure, the Vatican is an anti-LGBT, anti-woman, anti-human rights organization. And I think this narrative of their being like these good progressive people within the church, you know, working hard, is very much overblown. Like, they're not exactly trying to change doctrine, because that would be different. Like, we would be talking about something entirely different here if that were the case.
Yes. Theoretically, it is possible for some pope in the future, or maybe even this pope, 15 years from now, to say, you know what? Homosexuality, it's okay.
You know what?
I'm not saying that it would happen, but I'm saying it's theoretically possible.
Is it possible? I think so, but probable, highly unlikely, because he would be contradicting so many other popes. And it's actually one of the reasons that the infallibility of popes was thought of as blasphemous and from the devil by early church leaders. Did you know that was the case? So it was only Pope Pius IX who really was forced to claiming himself as the first infallible pope, because he was forced by the current state of affairs at the time. You know, the papal lands were being lost, the church was losing their power, and he decided to consolidate church power in his office, in the Vatican office. Mm-hmm. So for the first time, popes became infallible, and since then, it's been hard for change to happen within the Catholic Church, because these infallible popes could not say something that would contradict other infallible popes, because that just doesn't make any sense. And it brings me to an important, while we're talking about popes and the changes that they've been making, a lot of listeners and progressive Catholics would of course know about the Vatican too. And this was one time when a lot of people, a lot of Catholics from all over the world, they were concerned with the developments in terms of contraception and the attitudes towards sex. And they convened the Vatican too, you know, to discuss these things. And the decision that they came out with was totally different from what everyone was expecting. Catholics from all over the world were expecting progressive change to happen. They were expecting the rules on contraception to be loosened, for the church to be okay with contraception in certain cases, let's say for married couples. But the Catholic Church totally sided with the conservative elements of the church, mm-hmm. and progressive hearts were broken. Let's just put it at that. And I compare this to the situation that's happening now. A lot of people are expecting change to happen with regard to LGBT issues or letting divorced couples back into the fold, or, you know, to receive the sacraments again. And I just don't think it's going to happen. The language will change, the tone will change, but the doctrine, the rules that the church has been doing will not change. And it's what we've been seeing. Here's some articles about how the Vatican has backtracked on what it has said. I mean, it's an ongoing theme. Progressives, or, you know, the PR master himself, Pope Francis, would say something progressive, and then the Vatican people or spokespersons like Lombardi or Cardinal Burke or whoever will backtrack. And I want to bring the discussion now to what Tin was saying earlier about how these things, these statements made by people from the Vatican that make people have a sense of hope about change happening in the church, is it good? I mean, say what you want about Pope Benedict, but what you see is what you get. Okay, there is a very bigoted set of ideas behind the Catholic Church's views on homosexuality, and Pope Benedict wears it on his sleeve. Here's Pope Francis. He's smiling, but he's still a bigot, and he still thinks that homosexuals are
going to hell
if they continue to live in their sinful ways of having sex with other or with people of the same sex. Doctrinally, they believe the same things, but the tone is different. What is your take on this? Would you rather receive bigotry from someone who wears it on their sleeve, or would you rather receive it from a smiling person who's kinder about their bigotry?
Well, speaking personally, I'm of the opinion that you can only be hurt by people that you allow to hurt you emotionally. Of course, if someone punches you in the face, that hurts no matter who hits you. but you have to allow someone, you have to care enough for their opinion to make a difference for you. So because of my experience in life, I have removed that power from the Catholic Church. So what they say doesn't hurt me, doesn't affect me personally.
Yeah.
My opinion is that it depends. Is this a good or bad thing? What is the end? What is the end goal? If the end goal is to expose the Catholic Church as a purely human institution that has no more connection to a potential deity than anybody who closes his eyes and prays, this is bad. Because here's a guy who's promoting his organization very well. It's like having a charismatic CEO of Philip Morris, looks good, says the right things, points out, you know, smoking's not that bad for you.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it would be bad.
Yeah.
If you have the perspective that the Catholic Church is an organization which does some amount of good in the world, it helps some amount of people, and it's not going away. It's been around for 2,000 years. It'll be around for another 2,000 years. It will lose members, it will gain members. Then this change in attitude is potentially good.
I think this is not the first time that they've
dangled.
That they've dangled things in front of people, and I think it's actually cruel of them to keep on dangling these things and then taking them away. And it's not as if it's happened before and it's getting better. Like, it's happened before and it's still the same now. And I think, especially in a religion that deals with indoctrination, like I said earlier, like, it's making it harder for people to opt out. One day they think, oh, they're starting to accept me, and then the next day they're not. So I think it's very cruel of them.
I'd like to bring the context a little closer to home here. Recently, Boya Bunda, like, in an interview, said he felt welcome in the Catholic Church. I mean, that he felt like he was still a good Catholic despite his the judgment that he has received from some people. You know, obviously, you know, it's implicit there that he has sex with other men. And this is frowned upon, or rather, it's condemned in Catholic Church doctrine. And he's still okay with this. I mean, he thinks that he still deserves his place in the Catholic Church. And expectedly, a lot of conservative Catholics reacted to this. One of the posts we shared on our website was saying that they're not criticizing Boya Bunda in particular. They just want to protect innocent Catholics from the harm that comes from believing the words that Boya Bunda says. Because according to these conservative Catholics, Boya Bunda knows nothing. He does not know what he's saying as far as LGBT and the Catholic Church goes. And they would typically cite, you know, lines from the Bible. And there's an abundance of Catholic writers saying or explaining why homosexuality is wrong. And you would really have to force yourself or do some doctrinal gymnastics or like really pick the correct lines from the Bible in order to counter that. So what do you think of these Catholics or of this Boya Bunda issue?
Well, let's take out the specific topic of LGBT from that.
Okay.
There are a plethora of Catholics who consider themselves good Catholics and yet who engage in premarital sex.
Yes.
And in many ways, it's exactly the same thing. They feel that they're good Catholics. They feel that they're not harming anyone. They feel that that they're in the line in communion every Sunday. Some of them actually go to mass more often than that and receive communion regularly, so they believe that they're in a state of grace. And these conservative elements that criticize Boya Bunda would have exactly the same ability to criticize these people. It's just a PR thing that they choose not to, because maybe the more practical of them realize that they would be alienating a fair percentage of the population. But there are the unpractical ones that criticize them anyway.
Yeah.
So the point is that it's very easy to feel that you are a functioning member of your religion, of your church, even if you acknowledge that you're a sinner. In fact, that's one of the principles of Catholicism, the idea that I am a sinner, I am unworthy. All of us sin in some way or another, and that doesn't mean that we're not good members of the church, because we keep asking God for forgiveness, and by His grace, perhaps we'll all get to heaven.
Mm.
One little difference here is that the assumption is that Boya Bunda, as with myself, we are not ashamed. We are not sorry that we are gay, and we're not sorry for our acts, because we feel that we're, in our own way, only pursuing our happiness plus the happiness of the people we interact with.
Yes. There are certainly a number of good Catholics, progressive Catholics, who believe entirely different things compared to what the church teaches. And the question, of course, that a lot of people are asking and continue to ask is, who gets to say what's a good Catholic? Is it the Vatican, or is it the individual Catholic? You know, is being a Catholic simply something that that anything goes? You know, whoever, I mean, are there as many Catholic versions as there are Catholics, or is there one good kind of Catholic, the Vatican Catholic, the official one that the Pope is supposed to represent? And of course, there are many good Catholics. Like, we work with Catholics in our advocacy. They are pro-LGBT rights, they are pro-women's rights, they are pro-secularism, and they believe a lot of the same things that a lot of free thinkers do. The only difference is they choose to identify as Catholic. And, you know, they're intelligent people, they're good people. And, of course, there are the Catholics who are not like that, who are more conservative. Of course, they're still intelligent. Yeah. I'm not saying that the conservative Catholics are not intelligent. It's just a difference in opinion. And I think more discussion, as always, needs to happen between these Catholics. And if you like that podcast, let us know through the comments. Subscribe, like, share. And we will have a meetup at October 25. That's a Saturday this time. We will let you know the other details, topics, and the venue via our
website.
And yeah, see you next time.
Bye.